you fell back. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio. The number is 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everyone's enjoying the cool weather. Today isn't it gorgeous outside?
Beautiful day.
And before we start, just remember, everybody, to download our Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android device. Here's what the app does when you download it. At the touch of a button, you have instant access to all of the laws governing Florida community associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops, and we even throw in the administrative code. You can listen to any past Condo Craze show instantly. You can go directly to the show's website and see who all our sponsors are. You can go directly to the website for our law firm, Glazer & Associates, and find out more about our law firm. You can instantly send us questions and comments even while we're on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters. Register for our seminars. We'll talk about that later. Read all of our blog articles. Tomorrow's topic, it's election season, but can I show support for my candidate if I live in a Florida community association? You might be surprised at what that answer is. And again, all this is now in one new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or Android device. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. And of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4 Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4 Condo Craze. And the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
And before we start today, I hear you helped bring some justice to a South Florida Community Association.
Yeah, well, remember a couple of weeks ago, and I know a lot of people have actually seen it on TV and asked me about it. I was interviewed by Channel 10 News regarding a president here in Broward County who was paying himself as if he were a licensed community association manager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the TV interview was really interesting because he admitted it while being interviewed by the reporter, Bob Norman. And, you know, I was interviewed for that segment, and I certainly said I can't figure out how anything this guy did was legal. And apparently the Broward County State Attorney's Office agreed, and they, earlier in the week, arrested him and charged him for practicing community association management without a license.
All right.
Well, yeah. Well, that seems like they got their guy there. In fact, he was even on TV admitting that he used the association's funds to buy himself a car. So I guess when it's blatant and in your face, it's like daring the state attorney's office to do something, and they did.
Yeah, I'm glad they did. And with the evidence so apparently overwhelming in this case, I think you're going to hear about a plea deal in this case real soon.
Oh, yeah.
Where the president probably avoid jail time in exchange for paying the money back that he took, and we will let you know what happens, and we will pass the information on to you. All right, let's talk about what happened last week. We heard from one of our blog readers that she regrets moving into a 55 and over community because it drastically reduces the number of eligible buyers when you try to sell your home, and she alleged that because everybody's on a fixed income, the majority of the members are kind of tight-fisted with the money, and the budget is often far too lean. And we learned also that you can't have a reverse 55 and over community, meaning, you know, you have to be below the age of 55 to live there. It only goes the other way. And we also learned that a community can vote to stop allowing the rental of units, but in a condo, it won't apply to those who don't vote in favor of the amendment. So many associations are actually upset when they hear about this. You know, Scott, it happens to us all the time. They want to pass restrictions that prevent renting in the community, and we got to tell them not so fast. It's not going to apply to anybody who doesn't vote in favor of it. And they're like, so what's the point? So before we get into the topics, though, that we had scheduled, I hope everybody had a great time on Friday for Halloween. And like every year, we had a great big party at our home. It was a lot of fun. But our blog this week was really interesting. I'll tell you what, Karen, before we actually go to it, how about the phones are already starting to ring. So how about we go to Sam in Boca Raton? How are you, Sam?
Morning, Eric. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. How can
we
help?
Quick question. I live in a little condo here in Boca with 10 units. There was a construction assessment, After the construction assessment was satisfied, the board realized that two residents had overpaid by $1,500 each.
Okay.
In order to pay them back, the board president at that time put an assessment through and also took money from the individuals that we owed the money to. Is that correct or not?
In other words, they're using their own money to pay them back? No, it obviously shouldn't be done that way. Sure. Well,
right.
Yeah, no, if they overpaid, they shouldn't be part of that assessment to pay themselves back. It doesn't make sense.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain that to them, but, you know, it doesn't go anywhere. Everybody's a property manager, Eric. Everybody wants to be a property manager.
In other words, they didn't have the money in the operating account to just cut back a check to them for the amount of the overpayment?
Exactly.
I mean, that's how it should have been.
The annual budget is about $30,000, so there's no squeeze money anywhere, no buffer zone.
Right.
So that's why I got involved with the board for this year.
In all these years, Sam, that I'm doing this, I never heard of people overpaying on a special assessment, really. Typically, it's the people that don't want to pay at all. You have two people in the same community that paid extra. Good luck to you. That's great.
Yeah, and very nice people. So I just want to stand corrected, you know. So
sure.
I wanted your opinion on that before I make a move, and I appreciate the time and effort.
No problem. You're 100% right on that, Sam.
Thank you very much, Eric. Have a great day, everyone.
Take care. You got
Bye-bye.
It. All right, how about we go to Ron in Hollywood? How are you, Ron?
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I had
to vote no on fully refunded reserves in my condo because I have no income other than disability. I get $675 a month.
Right.
And my parents take care of my place for me because it's in their names because I can't own anything. And I had to do. I did several other votings this week, too. I voted for a new governor, too. So.
Oh, you voted absentee is what you're saying, huh?
Yes, I voted for Charlie.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens Tuesday. Okay.
I voted for the people with disabilities. I voted for people that are poor.
Okay. Well, again, we'll find out what happens Tuesday, and we'll talk about it next week on the show for sure, Ron.
Yeah, and also, Eric, what will happen since everybody's voting no on the fully refunded?
Oh, if everybody's you're saying everybody in your community voted no on fully funded reserves? Did they vote for partially funded reserves?
Nope.
No, so I guess you're not going to have any reserves at all in your community?
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's a kind of a catch-22 now. In your association, you got to sit back and just hope that, you know, we manage to go through, another year without a hurricane.
Yes,
and hopefully next year will be the same.
And there's a meeting on Tuesday night if you want to come. It's at 7 o'clock.
Well, thanks for the invite, Ron. Okay?
All right, have a good day.
You have a good day. All right, take care. Well, as we know, though, the danger of voting against the funding of a reserve account is real. And as a result, you know, we tell the story all the time at the seminars that, you know, many years ago when Hurricane Wilma was and all the other storms were lashing the state, the DBPR was getting calls that kind of went like this. Hi, my condo's foreclosing on me now because I can't pay the special assessment that was just passed in my condominium, and they passed it because we didn't have any reserve account funding and we can't meet our insurance deductible. So they just put a $10,000 special assessment on my home, and when
right.
I couldn't pay, they foreclosed. And the person would, you know, DBPR would say, well, you know, did you vote against the funding of reserves? Yes, I did, but I never thought this could happen to me.
You didn't think you could lose your roof in a hurricane in South Florida. Well,
Exactly.
Come on.
But how does that solve a problem by foreclosing on someone? That means less of a money stream.
That's another way.
I don't get it.
You know, Karen, see, very, very smart topic. A lot of times, attorneys and associations are very quick to say, you know, just foreclose on the person, just foreclose. So instead of having a situation where the person owes you a few hundred bucks and you can actually, you know, work out something and they can pay you back over time, if you foreclose too quickly, now they owe you several thousand bucks and you may never get the money. But your attorney made some money.
Yeah, I think generally what you're saying is right, Eric. If you can work out a reasonable settlement for a, you know, nominal amount of money that is owed in the beginning, that's the way to do it.
Of course.
But when it's like for like the special assessments that followed Wilma, where we're talking major money here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these are things that the building needed to actually remediate itself. And if people weren't paying, they needed to get new owners in there that would.
Yeah. Well, I didn't finish though what I was saying. So as a result of so many telephone calls that the DBPR got like that, that, you know, they foreclosing on my house. The Florida legislature made a change to the law. And when you vote against the funding of reserves, you have to use a proxy form. And now they make you sign on that proxy form, on the form itself. So those of you that are doing the that are trying to waive the funding of reserve accounts in your community, listen up, because this is the law on a condo. The proxy form itself has to have big, bold language on it, capital letters and font size larger than any other on the size of the proxy, that warns the unit owners that voting against the funding of a reserve account can result in unanticipated special assessments later down the line. So, you know, now if you're going to vote against the funding of a reserve account, they're going to make you put your John Hancock right next to the warning language so that when you get foreclosed upon, perhaps, for not paying that big special assessment because you didn't have the money to fix your roof, you can't say, well, I had no idea this was going to happen to me.
Right. Right.
Now you're on notice. Let's do this. I see we got Adrian on the line and John on the line. Let's take our first break of the hour. When we get back, we'll take those phone calls and we'll talk about some crazy Halloween antics, okay? Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, how about we go to Adrian in Miami, and let's see, the comments on the screen say, had to change attorneys for the community. I hope you're not one of our clients there, Adrian.
No, I'm not. I actually attended your show, your certification for directors at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, great.
And we since signed a contract with Condominium Concepts.
Oh,
Darlene,
fantastic. Great to hear.
And we're real happy with her. And I was just wondering, our next step would be to hopefully get you as our attorney.
We shouldn't discuss this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that would be awesome. Much appreciated. Stuff like that we can talk about from the office. The telephone number is 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE in the office. But that's great to hear when our sponsors are actually selected. That's exactly what we're trying to do, and we appreciate it. How's it turning out being on the board, Adrian?
I joined the board in August of this past year, and it's been quite an eye-opening experience.
Right. Out of curiosity, how long have you lived in the community?
I've lived in the community since 2000, never got involved and went to one of the annual meetings only because I was having some issues, and what an eye-opening experience. I was invited by them to join the board, and
right.
So I did. And after reading 720, I learned of, you know, the two requirements, either reading all the documents or attending one of the certification programs, which I chose to do. And
good for you.
Hey, we're in need of a lot of changes.
Thank you. Well, let me ask you this. Now that you weren't on the board for like the first 12 years, 15 years or so that you lived in the community, now that you got on, do you think it was actually harder than you originally thought?
Extremely harder.
Really? You see, there's an honest answer. You know, and maybe that's why board members don't get the credit sometimes that they deserve. You know, do you agree that, you know, perhaps maybe you've been a little hard on the board in the past, but now that you got on, wait a minute, I should have cut them some slack?
Definitely, definitely. I also think that bringing on a management company is going to make it a lot easier
for us, and
we're going to get a lot more bang for our buck.
Of course. Well, the bottom line is, you know, if you have the right staff, if you have the right management company, and you have the right law firm, it makes jobs as directors a lot easier. You should not be doing every single thing for your community. It's not necessary if you have, again, the proper staff to do that for you. The board is there to really vote on issues and, you know, kind of dictate policy for the association. But if you have the right association manager and if you have the right law firm, it should be a lot easier for those directors to do the job. But, Adrian, thank you so much. The calls are backing up. So how about we go to John in Panama City. Is that Panama City, Panama, or Panama City, Florida?
Panama City, Florida.
That's still far enough. Actually, from where we are, you might even be farer. How are you?
Yeah, well, I enjoy listening to your show. Yeah, doing well.
Thank you so much. Yeah, how can we help you out?
Question is, our building is a large condominium, 570 units, comprises of actually two condominiums of associations, one and two. The board of directors has just come up with the idea that they want to combine one and two. Question is, can it be done? And if so, what is the voting schedule?
Yeah,
is the percentage of owners?
In other words, right now you have two condominiums, each being governed by two different associations, meaning two different corporations, right? You'd rather only one of those corporations manage the two condominiums. Is that your question?
Correct.
Okay. Really, it's the matter of picking which one you want and having the declaration of condominium and bylaws for the other amended to make that association your new association for your condo. That is really not that big of a deal. That's not hard at all. Right. That's not hard at all.
Okay, next question. Just one more real quick. Can the board of directors borrow money to pay their yearly insurance from reserves? Can they borrow from the reserve fund?
And I know a lot of our listeners are screaming into the phone that answer. You can't touch money that was reserved for one purpose and use it for another purpose unless you get the vote of the community in order to do that. So you'd need a meeting of the unit owners, and at that meeting a quorum would have to attend, and a majority of that quorum would have to vote to use those reserve monies for purposes other than for which they were originally intended. Okay?
Okay. That's what I kind of thought. Okay, well, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and enjoy listening to your show.
Spread the word in Panama City there, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's keep going. Here we go. How about Rivi in Toronto? How are you? Hello?
Rizzy?
We lost him.
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Hello? Rivi?
Is Rizzy there?
No. Okay. So
yes?
How are you?
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi. Okay, here's my question. What qualifications do DBPR adjudicators need to become usually hopeless judges in condo cases?
Great question. I think the answer to your question is only a license to practice law. That's it.
So they are lawyers.
Yeah, they are lawyers, yeah, but I don't think anything else.
Well,
other than
I think you're talking specifically about the arbitrators,
the arbitrator,
right?
Yeah, those who rule on cases from the arbitration division.
Right.
I'm sure they have to be lawyers, but I don't think anything else.
Yeah.
And my other question is, now, when they make bad decisions, is there anyone who can discipline them other than going through the court?
Now, the question is discipline. Yeah.
Discipline is not really the word I would choose to use here, Rizzy. There are a number of good things and bad things about the arbitration section. I know that there are a lot of good arbitrators there, and they work really hard, and they have a huge caseload. But one of the problems I've run into recently is there's no concept, and I always get the Latin here wrong, of stare decisis, decisis here.
Right.
That's the principle in the law, that we follow the rulings, our previous rulings. The courts follow that, right? Now, I think you're familiar with the fact that if you want to appeal your arbitration, you can file what's called a trial de novo in a court of competent jurisdiction, but that's not really an appeal of the decision. It's just starting all over again in court and litigating the case completely again. I've run into a situation a couple of times now over the past 2 to 3 years where I've relied on the decisions of the DBPR's arbitrators to move for judgment and advise my clients based on them. And I've lost because there are completely contradictory decisions from other arbitrators that say the exact opposite of what the arbitrators
right.
I was relying on.
Right.
And unlike with normal case law that lawyers use, we can do this thing called Shepardize to find out what's the controlling decision right now, if it's good law or it's bad law. Unless you know the arbitration decisions by heart, and there are thousands of them, you really don't know what's the operating law
right
at the time. So unfortunately, no, there's no way to actually appeal the decisions. You can just start over in a court of law, and that's the way it is right now.
Yeah, but forget discipline.
So then,
yeah,
as I have always thought, the DBPR is pretty much useless.
Well, I mean, there's the number one thing is that the best thing that the arbitration section does is it gives a form to disputes that are pretty nominal when compared to things that rise to the level of bringing them to court.
Right.
And they allow the unit owners to have a pretty level playing field with the association with respect to costs, because everything's done over the telephone and everything is it's pretty scaled back litigation.
Right.
There's no discovery. There's no depositions. So if you can kind of convince the other side that you're right and they're wrong and the arbitrator agrees with you, I'd like to think that more often than not, a trial de novo will not result and you'll have to go to court anyway. But yeah, I mean, if one side's absolutely adamant about their position, the other side is adamant about theirs, mandatory arbitration is not going to really help, yeah, if you're going to end up in court anyway.
Thanks for the call, Rivi. I know what she's talking about. I know, I'm very much aware of her particular case. She's litigating against an association. Association is ordered to get an attorney. Months go by. The association does not get an attorney. Twice we've asked an arbitrator to now enter a default against the association because they will not respond, will not get an attorney, and it simply won't get done. And it's frustrating, and I get it, and it's well noted. All right, how about we go to Linda in Lake Worth. How are you, Linda?
Hello.
How can we help you, Linda?
Hello. Hi. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been to many trainings. I totally think they should be mandatory.
Thank you very much. Glad to hear it.
My question is this. I live in a very old development. It's about 47 years old. They've never funded reserves, and the board only gives you the option of voting for 100% funded reserves or no reserves.
Right.
Can the residents themselves develop a partial reserve?
Yes, they can. Now,
oh.
this is how we teach it at the seminar. When your board sends out the budget meeting documentation, they have to show the reserves as fully funded, period. Got to show it as fully funded. And then they have the option, the board has the option, of offering the unit owners to have fully funded reserves, partial reserves, or no reserves at all. They don't even have to give you that option if they don't want to. So if you have a board that's 100% wants reserves, there's going to be reserves. So in your situation, they're only giving you two. But if the unit owners can get together and call a special unit owners meeting, and at that meeting have a quorum of unit owners in attendance, and at that special meeting where you have a quorum of unit owners in attendance, a majority of those members actually vote in favor of a very specified budget with partial reserve funding. Yes, absolutely. I think it can go through with partial reserve funding. I've never seen it happen. I say that all the time. Typically, you know, the board is going to control what type of reserves you have. But if you can be the first association out there to gather the troops and have a meeting without board help and have partial funding of reserves, good for you. I'd like to see you do it. And let us know if you're successful.
Okay. A quorum of unit owners, is that in my document?
Yes, that's in your
bylaws?
That's in your bylaws, right. Find that what a quorum is in your community in the bylaws, correct. Okay?
Okay.
Let me know if it works out.
Just the majority at a meeting.
Correct.
The majority of attending at the meeting.
Majority of that quorum. Correct, Linda. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, I see Pam from West Palm Beach on the line. Pam, we are running real late. Just hang in there. We'll take your call right after the break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start?
Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will know.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right.
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards, to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Listen to 850 FTL anywhere you go with your iPhone, Android, and iPad. With the 850 app. Get it free today.
Free. Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repairs should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, E-L-C-O-N-Electric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home, your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. Again, that is 877-850-8585.
All right. How about we go to Pam in West Palm Beach? Thanks for holding, Pam.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call
sure
today.
Thing. How can we help you?
I'm in a condo that, of course, for the last 27 years has never properly funded reserves and is now facing about a $4 million special assessment that we're looking to fund via a loan.
Right.
In addition to that, what they would like to do is to fund part of what's needed to do this work by using the next two quarters of reserve assessments that they haven't even collected yet. And what I see the danger in doing that is at the end of 2015, there are other things that will need to be done in the community in 2016 and beyond that will probably be underfunded.
Right.
So my question is, can they use money? money that they have not collected yet to target towards paying for something in a special assessment?
Well, I guess if the payments for those items that are going to need repair become due after the monies that you anticipate to collect from reserves are collected, then I think they can factor that in. Yes, but I agree with your way of thinking that it really doesn't make sense to do it that way because you don't know what else is going to come up in the interim. You know what I'm saying? The proper way to do this is how about really establishing a real reserve account with a proper reserve study, which obviously your community hasn't done in how many years now?
Well, they did it in 2012, but then they never followed it.
They never followed the reserve study. So they went through the charade of hiring somebody to actually do it and then just didn't listen to that person. That obviously doesn't make much sense. But, hey, people do that with lawyers, too. Don't do this, and then they do it. But, you know, it is what it is. But, I don't think it makes much sense to do it the way that they want to do it. You know, it's like they're counting on all the money coming in, too. And as we know, that doesn't happen either.
To me, it's like, pay me now or pay me later.
Right, exactly.
But why would you want to go through another special assessment at the end of next year because you have other things that you have to pay for when you could just bundle it all in the same loan?
Yeah, and if you're dealing with additional special assessments, more than one, plus paying back a bank loan, I can tell you, if the board thinks their job doing the bookkeeping is difficult now, just wait.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get a lot harder. So, yeah, you know, simplify it, and I agree with your formula as you suggested. Okay.
Can I ask one other quick question on HOA reserves?
Sure.
Obviously, you can go to the DBPR if you're part of a condo. What do you do if your HOA community is not properly funding reserves?
Okay. If you're not properly funding reserves, I'd have to look at the statute. Well, first of all, it's a little different in an HOA. The question is, why do you think they're not properly funding reserves? Because they simply don't have one?
No, they do have reserves.
Right.
The reserves were established by the developer.
Okay,
But back in 2001, before the law in 2008 came into place, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yes, I think
and
it
they
does.
Did a They did a reserve study.
Right.
And then they started funding 100%, and then a different board came in and said, no, we really don't have properly funded reserves,
right.
So we're going to do what we want to do.
Probably what you'd have to do is file with the, send a certified letter or a registered letter to the association asking them to go to mediation on the issue because you don't believe they're funding the reserves right. That's probably where you'd have to start, and that's something that would have to be discussed at mediation. And then if mediation did not result in a settlement, then either party would have the right to go file in a court of law. That's probably what you'd have to do.
So can an individual file for mediation on their own, or
absolutely.
They have an attorney?
No, absolutely. You can do it on your own. Matter of fact, you just need to file and use the appropriate form. And if you call us tomorrow at the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, again, 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE, I'll be glad to email you the form that you have to use.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam.
All right,
how about we go to Edith in Tamarack?
Hi, sir. Who are you?
How are you, Edith?
Okay, listen, I have a question. Well, the whole thing, but see, I live in a corner condo apartment, okay? It's a small community of 19 buildings. Well, they don't have 13. Okay. So I live in a corner apartment. Now, guest parking is guest parking. But people that live in my building and in the other building seems to be parking on guest parking.
Uh-huh.
Because one of the neighbors has a motorcycle.
Right.
And he parks his, and a truck, a big pickup truck, and she's got the car.
Right.
So the street, and people are parking in parking spaces that the apartment, the condo is empty for so long. They fixed the apartment, but nobody moved in there. I know somebody were moved. They made it nicely in there, but nobody moved in there. And the other one was foreclosed. So the neighbor here parks her car.
So what's your
and
board
what,
doing
what do
at
I
home?
Do about a neighbor that screams at me? I told them to move the truck. Because it was annoying me, and the next thing is he's threatening me with the police. Now I'm going to Baker. He's going to call the police on me and Baker act me and put me in the hospital. What do you do about neighbors? What do you do about this?
it's cheaper to get a box of nails than an attorney and just sprinkle them by their tires. I'll tell you, we used to do that in Brooklyn. I understand. But if someone stole your spot, but this is something
no,
that
no,
you...
No, it's not my spot. It's guest parking.
Yeah,
in other words,
right, you're
people that visit for the holidays or visit for the Sunday or whatever, you know.
There's no spot.
Or for Christmas, that's where they should park.
Of course. And you
not
have...
everybody, and you know what the police told me here? This is not your property. Anybody can park anywhere they want.
No, no, no. Hold, let's slow it down. What's your board doing about it? Have you complained to the board?
They don't care.
So your board doesn't care that of
not
the people
that,
are...
The president doesn't care, and the vice president, he screams at me all the time. He tells me to shut up on things.
Well, then the bottom line is vote your board out, Edith. There's not much you can do. Try to recall your board, or when it's up, time, you know, to run for the board,
but they
you may want to throw your hat in the ring.
They can't be parking in spaces just because the unit is empty.
Yeah,
can they?
No, they shouldn't be parking in guest spaces,
and
obviously. They should be parking in spaces reserved for that unit.
And she gets a sticker on the car, and yet she does it anyway.
I hear you loud and clear, Edith. I wish I can help, but the bottom line is if the board won't help you, then you got to get a new board, okay? Thanks for the phone call. Edith is real upset. I wish we were able to help Edith a little more this morning. Anyway, how about we go to David in Jupiter? How are you, Dave?
Oh, good. Nice to talk to you.
How can
we
help?
I was calling in. I'm on the board of directors of our association. We have a 9-member board. I will say that 7 of them are pretty entrenched. Long story short, we've been going through a lawsuit since 2008, and we've spent close to $1 million. We've lost 7 cases. I'm simply requesting, as a director, that I be allowed to review our attorney's itemized billable hours. Our property manager has refused. The attorney refused me 3 times. Mm-hmm. Now she's saying that it is going to take a full vote of the board. So I put it in the workshop, and it was supposed to be on the agenda, and conveniently it wasn't on the agenda at the board meeting Tuesday. So they didn't take it up, and on top of that, they were going to table it anyways because they need clarification, because I'm asking for a Florida statute, a bylaw, or anything.
Okay. Wait, you just want to see the attorney's itemized billing?
Yeah, but remember one
That's
thing.
It.
You said that you lost 7 cases, so that means obviously
yes, sir,
those cases are now over and done with, right?
That's correct.
So even if those documents were at one time attorney-client privilege documents, you know what the statute mm-hmm. says after the cases are done? They are no longer attorney-client privilege documents.
Yeah,
so
but Eric, he's on the board.
Right, of course, yeah. Forget the fact that you're even on the board. You know, your next-door neighbor who's not on the board can see them. So certainly
right.
as a board member, you would think that you would be able to see them. Yes, you should send a certified letter, return receipt requested to the board, demanding access to all of the attorney's legal bills at this point. If you don't get them, they don't give you access to them, you have a wonderful case you can file against them. If this is a condo, then you can do it in division of arbitration, and you're going to win, and there's going to be an order requiring them to turn over all the records, and mm-hmm. you're going to get an attorney's fee award, and you're going to get awarded $500 in damages.
And what is, with regards to the attorney-client privilege for, because there is something that may be going on. She's basically said that it's a continuation because we've never... had a resolution, if you will. It's
yeah.
been 7 separate cases, but she's making it like everything is client-attorney privilege.
No.
But I'm in all the meetings.
But if you're a director, the fact is you can see them. They're not privileged from you.
Right. I mean, you know, you need to actually see these bills in order to make a determination as to whether or not you think it's smart for this litigation to even continue.
That's correct.
I mean,
Exactly.
Well,
and that's why I'm requesting them, and they're saying they have to have this vote.
Absolutely
not. So it's put
not.
Off until November.
Right.
I've been asking since August.
And arbitration cases are clear, too. Attorney's fee bills are not, absolutely not, attorney privileged information. That has to be shared with the community. Now, a lot of attorneys, like oftentimes we do, we write perhaps some notes in our bills, which indicate what our mental impressions are, thoughts, strategies, etc. If the association wants to redact that, like black through those things, especially if it's an mm-hmm. ongoing case, then yes, I think they'd have the right to do that. But they have to give you the records, bottom line. They may give you some redacted records, but yeah, even if the case is open, they have to give you those records, absolutely.
Even if I'm on a on the board as a director.
The fact that you're on the board means they don't even they shouldn't be redacted.
Right.
You should be privy to everything. You are the client. So
right, exactly.
The privilege lies with you.
We got to do this, Dave. Sorry, but we got to take our final break of the hour. Walter from Tamarack, we see you're on hold. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. The number to call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, how about we go to Walter in Tamarack? I see you have a question about reserves. We don't even have reserves on the agenda for today.
I know.
But that seems to be today's topic.
Hot topic.
How are you, Walter?
It's that time of the year. Very good, sir. Very good. Real quick. We've never had reserves. The board is considering offering partial or full this year instead of full or none. Is there a minimum amount of reserves you would need in order to start partial reserves?
Oh, that's a good question. In other words, how do you determine what that partial number is? If you want to go with partial, no. The answer is absolutely not. Partial reserves is whatever you want them to be. There's no minimum percentage. In other words, if you should be reserving $200 per unit per month towards reserves, you want to make it $50 per unit per month, you can do that. Whatever you feel like doing, anything less than full is considered partial.
Right. And we do have the option of offering either partial or full, as opposed to offering all three.
It's funny,
options.
You know. And again, as the board has one option under the law, responsibility under the law. The responsibility, the one requirement, is to show the reserves fully funded when they are put in the mail. That's all you have to do. In other words, you're being nice by offering the community the choice of anything other than full reserves. If you don't want to offer them any choice at all and you want to have fully funded reserves, then you're going to send out the budget with only fully funded reserves. You want to be nice, you want to give them a choice of fully funded or partial. That's great. You want to be super nice and give them the choice of fully funded reserves, partial reserves, and no reserves? You can do that too, but you're only required under the law to show the reserves as fully funded. Then the question is, what are you going to use? What type of reserve account? Are you going to use the straight line method of reserves or the pooling method of reserves?
Pooled.
The pooled method. Okay, just to remind everybody what the pooled method is, when you use the straight line method of reserves, you have like a reserve for roof, you have a reserve for, let's say, plumbing, you have a reserve line item for painting, and you're reserving money each month for those categories, and you can't borrow from one category to pay the expenses in another category. Like if you don't have enough money in your roof reserve account and you have a roof problem, you can't take money from your painting account. In a pooled account, it's differently. In a pooled account, you still make the same line items, but everything gets thrown into one pot, and you can use any money that's in that pot to pay for any category of repairs in that pot. And that seems to be where more and more community associations are going today, using the pooled method. Again, that's where you're headed, Walter, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you very
all
much,
right,
guys. You guys do a great job. Go Pats.
go who?
Pats.
Pats. Oh, Pats are playing a big game today. That's right. Patriots are playing Denver today, right, Scott?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, the two.
Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah, that is a great Sunday night game. I think it's like, I don't know, the 19th time in history that they're meeting, right?
That'll
anybody?
Be big.
Is that a significant number?
Yeah, I don't know. Who are the Dolphins playing today? Dolphins playing
San Diego.
San Diego. I think they're 7-0 in their last seven home games against San Diego, so it could be a big Dolphins win. The question is Tuesday. Who's going to be the winner
on that,
Tuesday?
Where did that stat come from?
Good for you.
Seven in a row against San Diego,
nice.
I believe.
Oh,
but who's going to win
Charlie
Tuesday?
Crist is going to beat him.
Who do you think, Scott? Who's winning Tuesday?
Oh, for what, Governor?
For what, Governor?
The Quinnipiac poll had
they're both Republicans, so you can't really lose if you choose the Republican.
I think you're right. But I think somehow, some way, I think Scott's going to pull it out
Ooh,
in a very, very
I hope
narrow
so.
Victory. But that's my guess. So we got two on. One for Charlie, one for Rick, and
I'm not
who knows?
For him.
No,
I
understand. Oh. Just again, take it easy.
I'm actually for Charlie, Chris.
You're actually. Right, Scott's on record. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. And have a great week, and we'll see you same time next Sunday. Take care.